think about Judaism.
Well, that's kind of a open-ended question, but we're in the New Testament today.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the Messiah, fully God, fully man.
Yeah.
So when you say Judaism, do you mean the Jews that do not believe Jesus is Messiah?
Yep.
I would say they're Antichrist.
Yeah.
Right? The Bible's full of Jesus is God. Jesus said in John 8, I am. Everyone, if you were a Jew, are you a Jew?
No.
Okay. If you were a Jew?
I'm a Noahide.
Okay. If you were a Jew and Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, what did that term mean to the Jews?
It meant nothing, only because when you study the Torah, before you know there's a New Testament, a week before Jesus is born, you don't see Jesus in the Old Testament / Torah.
Okay. So I guess what does that have to do with Jesus saying, I am? You don't believe Jesus is God?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Then he was a liar. According to you, are you a Hebrew roots guy?
Hebrew roots?
Yes. Do you keep, you don't eat pork and you do, I don't see tassels or anything.
No, I'm not a Hebrew.
I know.
I'm a Noahide.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the Noahides. Is it leaning towards keeping Torah?
It's Judaism, but not, I'm not Jewish.
Okay, Judaism, but you're not Jewish. Okay, yeah. I would say that's Antichrist because Jesus is God. The Bible is full.
It definitely is Antichrist, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that system is. Yours is because you deny who Jesus is.
That's what I'm saying.
So you willingly agree that you're part of the Antichrist system?
No.
You just said it is Antichrist.
Well, I mean, I'm not like...
You're part of it. You know, you're going to be happy in the days to come in your flesh because the Antichrist system is rising. They're going to come and kill guys like me. You're going to fit right in. But then your wrath is going to come when you face God. I have an article on my website. Look it up, and I prove that Jesus is God from Scripture.
You don't think that's idolatry?
It's all over.
Idolatry?
What's idolatry?
Do you know what idolatry is?
Yeah, idolatry is idolatry is anything that you put above the one true living God.
Right.
Yeah, not like just a golden calf.
So are you putting Jesus above the one living God?
Yes, I am, because he is God.
Okay, then what's the three?
That's a good question. I always ask people if they don't believe Jesus is God. God said, let us make man in our image in Genesis, was it one or two? One, I think, in one. Who's the three? Who's the us? Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. John 1 tells us that. That's the three. That's what it says. Colossians 1 says he's the creator of all things.
Us meaning me and God, us.
You weren't around then. We weren't around then.
Let's make us in God's image.
It's the three. The Godhead is not...
He put us on this earth. We're not done yet.
Of course we're not done yet. There's going to be a judgment. You're going to be judged. And without Christ, you have no hope, sir. Go to my website. Look up that article, and I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You email me, and you prove to me Jesus isn't God. You prove it to me in Scripture. Email it to me, and I'd love to read it. I'm here to preach today. I can't really spend too long with an Antichrist. But I would tell you this. I love you. You need to repent, or you're gonna burn for your Antichrist ways. Jesus is the only way. Without him, you have no atonement for sin.
All right. You'll be punished for idolatry.
Nope. Jesus is God. I worship the one true living God.
Idol worship.
Jesus is the one true living God. It's not idle to place your faith in him. It's Antichrist to deny him. Repent, sir. We love you. We don't want you to die an Antichrist death and judgment.